You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I don't miss
Couldn't
that.
Make it.
I can't miss that. I thought it was so much fun to do.
Well,
and you meet everybody.
I think we'll have to
everybody.
All go together this there year. That would be a lot of fun.
Right.
It's good. And I'm looking forward to the next Hunterdon County Pie Contest.
Yes. I had my man, Gary.
That was so funny.
I got to give you props, man. You took it like a man. We made it fun and entertaining.
You definitely had a method to your madness that day.
But you're a great guy to take that, make jokes of it, and it was fun.
Between you and Chris, the president of this chamber, I seem to be like the whipping post.
It comes with the name Chris.
That's usually me. I'm usually the one that's.
No, Gary, you have a good sense of humor.
Yeah, you got a good sense of humor.
You really do, and a
thick skin, so it's good.
Yeah.
So. Well, we're almost out of time, folks, but Gary, one of the things I really want to thank you for is I think it's a great show. I think it's a great concept and theme.
Absolutely.
Just for a minute, if you could just tell people who might be thinking about doing their own show how you feel about taking that step and where you are now with 25 shows in.
Well, just yesterday we had a radio committee meeting, and I mentioned, I'm like the last person in the world you would think that would have a radio show. And as I was saying, both my daughters still crack up that, you know, I do have a show. And they love my theme song because they both grew up listening to Oliver and
there you go.
Constantly. So that's another thing that they like. But I was a little hesitant at the beginning. I know Rich Gerstner was holding my hand for the first two shows, and then I made sure I had a guest because I was afraid, I can't do the show by myself. And now it's got to the point where if I don't have a guest, it's not a problem. I'm prepared. It's
yep.
the hour flies by.
It does.
I run out of time every single week.
Yep.
And all of a sudden I'm looking and it's like, I better hit that button to turn on the news.
Yep.
But no, I enjoy it. It's a little bit of preparation, but my show, I think it's really going to take off because it's got a lot of fun events. And
without a doubt.
I mean, I'm looking forward to the future once I get my website and Facebook and everything.
You can't pick a better theme. You just
can't. Yeah, it's everybody's got to eat.
Everybody likes to eat. That's right.
And it's like, if I could, I'm hoping to have, contests and maybe even giveaways on the air. So
excellent.
I'm looking forward to
it. All right. Appreciate it. Keep on going and we'll keep in touch and make sure we promote one another's and use you as a marker to make sure that other people know that they want to create a show, a cool theme, and be on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Absolutely.
We're out of time, folks, and I got to put my exit music on. I know Susan Lax will be in just a few minutes. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. from now until 10 a.m. And I also... See, this is why it's always interesting. I always have something else I have to do. Been doing this for 4 years. Looking forward to doing another 4. So I want to thank everybody who's been on the show. I want to thank everybody who's helped me with the show. And I want to thank all my behind-the-scenes folks who've made me motivated to keep doing it. So let's keep it going. You have a great weekend. Prepare yourself. Vincent Arnolino says, never say I should have. Prepare yourself for the rain that's coming, and whether that's going to affect us significantly or not. I'll be back again Monday morning. Have a great weekend. Good morning, Hunterdon. HuntonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The father of the man suspected of carrying out a mass shooting at an Oregon community college says he's as shocked as anyone. Ian Mercer spoke briefly with the reporters last night.
I don't want to answer any questions right now. I don't want to answer any questions right now. Obviously, it's been a devastating day.
Mercer's son, 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer, is suspected of shooting and killing 10 people and wounding at least 7 others at Umpqua Community College yesterday morning. The heavily armed man died in a shootout with police outside a classroom at the college in Roseburg, Oregon, about 3 hours south of Portland. The Pentagon says the U.S.-led coalition will keep up airstrikes with ISIS targets in Syria. Russia muddied the waters this week with its own airstrikes in Syria. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says U.S. commanders are doing all they can to communicate with Russia to avoid mid-air collisions. The Cleveland Cavaliers are making sports history as the first team to show practice live around the world on Facebook. This is USA Headline News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just a saying.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online and not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
There's a major recall of bicycles because of a crash hazard. Correspondent Larry Olson reports.
The recall involves more than 1.3 million bikes made by 13 companies covering 17 different bike brands and model years 1998 through 2015. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the bikes have quick-release levers on the front wheel that could potentially cause the wheel to stop or fly off if it comes in contact with the front disc brake rotor. The bike costs anywhere from $200 to $10,000. They're sold under various brand names, including Fuji, Giant, Haro, and Diamondback. I'm Larry Olson.
Five. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
844-715-7311. That's 844-715-7311 or landmarkgold.com.
Several states are taking emergency precautions ahead of Hurricane Joaquin. National correspondent and USA's Joe Gomez has more.
Joaquin is now a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of up to 130 miles per hour. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says his state is already dealing with flooding from a separate storm, but wants to be ready for what may come.
We are going to see flooding throughout the Commonwealth over the next 36 hours. We already have flooding in the Commonwealth. We are monitoring the situation, preparing for landfall, the potential here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We have mobilized the National Guard.
The White House is keeping a close eye on the hurricane.
The President received an update today from his Homeland Security Advisor, Lisa Monaco, about the forecast for Hurricane Joaquin.
Presidential spokesperson Josh Earnest says FEMA is ready for what's around the corner. I'm Joe Gomez.
A founding member of the conservative caucus that was mounting a challenge to the Speaker of the House isn't sure who he'll back for the job.
The important question is, will things change? Will they change for the better, or we simply replace Mr. Boehner with somebody else who will do the same thing?
On Fox News Sunday, Congressman Mick Mulvaney acknowledged current Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy seems the odds-on favorite to succeed Speaker John Boehner. However, the South Carolina Republican said it remains to be seen if that will be any improvement in the eyes of the House Freedom Caucus.
Well, I think it's fair to say that Kevin has the inside track for the position being our leader.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area today begins with rain as we battle Hurricane Joaquin. The high will be near 55 degrees, northeasterly winds around 14 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%, and new precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half an inch is possible. Tonight, rain, low around 47 degrees, northeasterly winds around 17 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is again 100%, and we will follow rain into tomorrow on Saturday. It will be before 9 a.m., and then rain or drizzle likely after 9 a.m. Cloudy skies with a high near 56 degrees, northeasterly winds around 17 miles per hour, and gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 70%. Saturday evening, rain or drizzle likely before 9 p.m., then a chance of drizzle or light rain after 9 p.m. Cloudy skies with a low around 52 degrees and northeasterly winds between 15 and 17 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. On Sunday, a chance of drizzle or light rain before 9 a.m., then a chance of rain after 9 a.m. Cloudy skies with a high near 64 and northeasterly winds around 16 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Sunday evening, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy skies, and the low around 53. The chance of precipitation drops to 30%. Start your work week with a chance of rain again before 9 a.m., then a chance of showers afterwards with partly sunny skies and a high near 68. The chance of precipitation is 30%.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And welcome to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every Friday morning at 10 a.m. on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show every Friday morning, and I'm looking forward to today because
Hands Across Hunterdon is always talking about the varied hands across our county that come together to provide programs and services, assistance to our residents. And that could be a nonprofit, that could be a business or an individual. And today we have Allison Lacko, who is the Diabetes Resource Coordinator of Zufall Health Center. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Susan.
And we are going to be talking about some more hands across Hunterdon in the collaboration that many of the organizations have created with Allison under her supervision, tutelage, and coordination to address the issue of diabetes here in our area, both from a preventative education and maintenance point of view. So welcome, Allison, and let's get to it. Let's start talking about this collaboration, which I'm very happy to be a part of. Many of our clients do have diabetes and often are kind of betwixt and between in terms of services. Knowledge is huge. So this whole collaboration sitting around the table with you and the other organizations has been actually an eye-opener for me, and hopefully something that will let me better serve our clients.
Great. Yeah, it's a we're very happy to have Hunterdon Helpline as a part of this collaborative as well. The collaborative is called Hunterdon Diabetes Care. We started in December of 2014, and we've been growing and finding our way, but we're going strong. It's a partnership that involves the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management through the hospital, through Hunterdon Healthcare System, as well as several community partners that offer community-based education for diabetes prevention and management. So that includes Rutgers Cooperative Extension, Hunterdon Helpline. It includes ShopRite in Flemington and Clinton. It includes Hunterdon Prevention's Family Success Center, and includes Norwest CAP.
And a wealth of information, as I said, when we sit around that table, to just learn about each other's programs and services and being able to refer to those programs and services with more than just a cursory knowledge. I know, you know, at Helpline, obviously we have our Division of Seniors and Disability Services. Many of our seniors have diabetes, some of our other clients as well. But as the Helpline, our first assist program, when we get calls, this has been a fantastic asset to what we do in terms of truly linking them to the programs and services that they need. You know, it's been amazing. And as I told you at our last meeting, that we already referred somebody to ShopRite who was told by her physician to watch her diet, and yet she didn't have the, not just the knowledge, but a lot of fear kind of surfaced. And one of those fears was the fact, is this going to cost me a lot of money? I'm right on a fixed income, etc. We sent her to Sue over at ShopRite, who provides a nutritional program and game plan, if you will, for anybody, but needless to say, for people with diabetes. And of course, it's free. And my client was just so grateful, so grateful. I never heard somebody so engaged about taking care of themselves as a result of that connection.
Good. Yes, it was great.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The bill would also create an advisory board to analyze the data for racial profiling. Sacramento County Sheriff Scott Jones says one problem with the bill is how the collected data will be interpreted.
I am very cautious about whether they have the end in mind before they actually review the data. And secondly, the data, again, without context, is meaningless.
Adam Krugel with PICO California says the legislation is needed in their state.
Right now, California leads the country in police killings of civilians. And we believe that this is an opportunity for us to begin to lead the country in fair policing.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
You might already have one, but if not, you'll soon be getting a new type of credit card that'll help reduce fraud. USA's Melody Burkett has more.
It looks like most Americans will miss the October 1st deadline for switching to the new chip-enabled credit cards. Brian Dodge from the Retail Industry Leaders Association says consumers should demand the security-enhanced cards.
Magnetic stripes will continue to work in stores, but cardholders should call their banks and find out when they're going to get their chip card and urge that it come quickly.
Dodge says more than half of all consumers haven't even received the new, more secure EMV cards yet. As a result, many retailers have yet to upgrade their terminals to accept the new technology. The chip-enabled cards are widely used in Europe, where they have sharply reduced credit card fraud. Banks are now working overtime to replace an estimated 1.2 billion magnetic strip debit and credit cards in America. I'm Melody Burkett.
Walmart is laying off some 500 employees at its headquarters in Arkansas. The cuts have been speculated for several weeks as the retail giant attempts to shore up its profit margins. Walmart stock is down 26% this year due in large part to the company investing $1 billion to increase wages for 500,000 store-level workers. If you access Facebook on your mobile device, it's going to start looking a little different soon. The social media company announced yesterday that users will soon have the ability to use looping 7-second video clips as their profile pictures. Facebook's mobile versions are used by over 1.3 billion people each month, a number that's grown by 23% over the last year. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:05, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. 52 degrees right now in Flemington. It's raining out there. East winds, 2 miles an hour. 100% chance of precipitation today. Today is Friday, TGIF, October 2nd, 2015. Periods of rain, a high of 54. Winds north-northeast to 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 100%. Rainfall around a half an inch, and winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles per hour. Periods of rain tonight, a low of 46, winds northeast to 15 to 25 miles an hour, chance of rain 100%, rainfall near a half an inch, and winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour. Tomorrow, rain showers early with increasing winds and cloudy skies later in the day, a high of 54, winds northeast to 20 to 30 miles an hour, chance of rain 80%, winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour. We finally break out of that with cloudy skies on Saturday night and cloudy skies on Sunday the 4th. It'll become partly cloudy later in the day and a high of 64. Sunny skies, 68 on Monday. Generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds and a high of 71 on Tuesday the 6th. And mostly sunny skies and a high of 73 on Wednesday the 7th. Temperatures in our area: 50 in Raritan, 50 in Ringo's, 48 in Lambertville, 50 in Frenchtown, 51 in the town of Clinton, 51 in Tewksbury, 49 in smack in the middle of Hunterdon County at the county complex. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Big C here, coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation. Produced by a Chamber of Commerce, we are all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, 3 years and 363 days ago, I was starting the first radio show on this radio station. So technically the four-year anniversary is tomorrow, but we have that day off. So the Prez says we got to celebrate today, and here we are, 4 years as of 2011. October 3rd. So today is going to be different. What can I say? We're going to have people stopping in, chatting with everybody, and having a good time celebrating the fact that, and I talk with Al Orr about this all the time, if you can make it through 2 years, you got a 50% chance. If you can make it through five, you got a 95% chance of success. And so we got one more year to go to accomplish that. But we're doing pretty well. So, hey, thanks for listening for the last 4 years, and we'll keep on trucking. Tommy James is helping me celebrate. We got cake. We got coffee. We got fruit. Come on down to the HuntingChamberRadio.com studio offices of the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce and celebrate with us on HuntingChamberRadio.com. It is 10 after 8. It's time for us to look at traffic and see what's going on. You got some weather out there. It's going to be ugly. You haven't driven in rain like that in quite some time. So you need to back up, slow down, take it easy. Drive with your lights on, your windshield wipers on, and be careful. At 7:27 this morning, we have an incident over on 31. Over at east of Main Street, there's been an accident there, and it has not been cleared up, so take precautions. I'll let you know if something comes up that adjusts that. Aside from that, they could have localized flooding, ladies and gentlemen. You need to make sure that you have another commuting opportunity. So that's Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. So what is going on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I'm going to have Michelle Heidi in the house. She's coming over here as part of the celebration, and she'll deliver her investment update with me at 8:30. And then we have Mike at the movies on at 8:40. I know the Prez is going to come on in. I know Mr. Joe Patton, our resident curmudgeon, is going to come in. And we'll talk with anybody else that happens to be dropping by the studio, saying hello and cheering them on. I know at 9:15 I'll be making a call over to Sue Ann Sesha Harden, who's our dedicated anchor person on Thursdays doing Holistic Around Hunterdon. Susan Lax will be in at 10 o'clock. Maybe she'll drop in a little early and we can chat with her a little bit. All those things are happening from 8 to 10. At 10 o'clock, Susan Lax does Hands Across Hunterdon, and she talks all about the people, places, and programs that she comes in contact with as part of Hunterdon Helpline, helping people overcome the challenges of living in Hunterdon County who might have gotten a bad rap or just a bad streak of luck. And so she and her team help you get in touch with people to make positive progress in getting you where you need to go. So she brings on all sorts of organizations and representatives of those organizations to teach you about the girth, the vastness of what Hunterdon Helpline does to help people. Boomer's World is on from 11 to 12. Eli, are you listening? Come on over a little early, man. Grab some cake with me. Boomer's World, Tish Green and Eli co-host that show, 11 to 12. They represent Homestead Senior Care of Warren and Hunterdon Counties, helping people make that decision, that informed decision about whether mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, or uncle can live independently at home. So Eli and Tish bring all that to you from 11 to 12, helping you understand the process, the progress, and the gap services that you might need. Kathy Sauer's on at lunchtime. It's all about animals. She helps us understand how to take care of our equines and our canines. And she does that from noon to 1. Home Sweet Home with Patrick and Steve helps us make our home better. What the improvements we could make. What's the process? What's the thought process? What type of work do we need? What kind of contractors do we need? What type of materials should you consider? Home Sweet Home from 1 to 2. Bob Burns is living consciously with us. He's a master clinical hypnotherapist, a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, a Reiki master, a published author, and he's a master motivator, and he wants you to live consciously. It's The Law with Pat Smits is on from 4 to 5. Pat gives us legal issues in and around New Jersey, and then she's joined by the sports guys, Bill Wolfson, John Manfreda, and guests talking and debating national sports, including the NFL, the Major League Baseball playoffs, the NCAA, and Pat's a Packers fan, Bill's a Eagles fan, and John's a Giants fan, and nothing better than listening to three attorneys argue sports in the manner that they do. And man, they get some pretty good low ball jabs in there, so check them out and learn a new style of debating national sports. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com, in just a moment.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Good evening, this is Dr. Blood and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the redmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
It's 8:18. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon. HuntertonChamber.com. A little Neil Diamond helping me with BrownieLax.com. Celebration observances for the week, the day, and the month, actually. Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's Down Syndrome Awareness Month. Dyslexia Awareness Month, Eat Better, Eat Together Month, Emotional Intelligence Awareness Month, Emotional Wellness Month, Employee Ownership Month, Energy Management is a Family Affair, Improve Your Home Month. Got Patrick, Gregory, and Steve on today to help you improve your home. Eye Injury Prevention Month, Fair Trade Month, Financial Planning Month. I know some financial planners you might want to speak to. One of them is showing up at 8:30. Feral Hog Month or Hog Out Month, Gay and Lesbian History Month, German American History Month, Global ADHD Awareness Month, Global Diversity Awareness Month, Go Hog Wild, Eat Country Ham Month, Halloween Safety Month, Head Start Awareness Month, Health Literacy Month, Home Eye Safety Month. We'll get on to the eyes Monday. Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, they got nothing on the Quick Check Festival of Ballooning. National Walk Your Dog Month. Trichotillomania, Skin Picking and Related BFRB Awareness Month. Universal Children's Week, 4-H Week, Emergency Nurses Week, Great Books Week. We had the library show on yesterday helping us with that. International Postcard Week, Mental Illness Awareness Week. Larry Cartwright is on Mondays to help you with that. Mystery Series Week, National Carry a Tune Week, National Chimney Safety Week. Please get your chimneys inspected. National Midwifery Week, National Work From Home Week, Nuclear Medicine and Molecular Imaging Week. Customer Service Week starts tomorrow, along with Drive Safely Work Week. For today, it is Guardian Angels Day, International Day of Nonviolence, National Custodial Workers Day, Phileas Fogg's Wager Day, World Farm Animals Day, National Diversity Day, World Smile Day, and Lee's National Denim Day. Easy to participate today. Just go out and grab your best set of jeans and most comfortable ones and participate. Pick something. Get involved.
Watch it,
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Sally Graziano on October 1st reported that retiring search dog Bandy is honored by grateful New Jersey towns. So in 9 and a half, it's time for Bandy to retire. Pattenburg Volunteer Fire Company's search and rescue dog has put in more than 5 years searching for lost people, animals, and the work is getting to be too much for him. His back hips are bad, says his handler, Fire Chief Dan Van Forsten, and he's got thyroid problems. He's taken 4 different kinds of medications, so we'll officially retire him. That doesn't mean people won't see Bandy around. He still likes to socialize, and he's so good with kids, Van Fossen said. Standing by the 120-pound German Shepherd next to the dog shelter in the woods behind Pattenburg Firehouse. He'll lie like that, kids will pile on top of him, and he won't care. For Fire Prevention Week, he's taking Bandy to visit nearby school children. Bandy was at Highbridge Community Day recently, but the heat got to him, and Van Fossen had to help him up a ramp into a truck for the ride home, using a towel and the dog's back legs to lift him up. Bandy is part of a 2-dog team that includes Timmy. Tracking is difficult work, and Bandy and Timmy have spelled each other because a search dog can't work for much longer than a half an hour without taking a break, Van Fossen said. They track by smell, and if it's too much, on the nose, Van Fossen said. The pair have been called on time and time again for searches, including helping to find that missing person in Frenchtown last year. The first save Van Fossen credits the search and rescue dogs with, however, in his late stepfather, Bill Hardenberg. He officially retired in 2009, then sat in a chair and got depressed because he couldn't know what to do with his life, Van Fossen said. Then in Bethlehem Township, there was a search for an Alzheimer's patient, and that gave me the idea, why don't we get a tracking unit? Van Fossen and Hardenberg put up the money to start the equipped team, and that $60,000 was well spent. Van Fossen said it gave him his life back. He said of Hardenberg, 5 miles a day, he'd walk Timmy. He loved going out with the dogs. Trainer Andres Aportola of Pro Canine Center in Kingwood trained both Bandy and Timmy in the point that Van Fossen and Hardenberg could take over. Both dogs are from Germany, and their commands are in German. Randy and Timmy have gone on lots of searches, and not just for people. Recently, Timmy was hunting for a missing 100-pound tortoise. Remember that one? Who'd wandered away from his enclosure in Union Township, and Bandy and Timmy found a poodle in February that had been missing for more than 24 hours. So, Bandy, I want to wish you a great retirement, man. Thank you for everything you did for the last 5 years, and hopefully everybody will be treating you well for your later years. That is a little bit bittersweet, but that is vitamin C for today. Jockey Almanac today. Mr. Young's Brendan Meyer is 21. God Bless America, Tara Lynn Barr is 22. The Clique, Elizabeth McLaughlin is 22. Actress and XY, Castile Landon is 24. Actress and Les Miserables, Samantha Barks, 25. The Right, Marta Gastini is 26. Twin actresses, Christina and Carissa Shannon are 26 from The Girls Next Door. The 100, Christopher Larkin is 28. 10,000 B.C., Camilla Beale is 29. Model and Big Brother 12, Casey Batchelor is 31. Knocked Up, Brianna Brown, 36. What Happens in Vegas, Michelle Krusiak is 41. 42nd birthday of Efren Ramirez from Napoleon Dynamite. Singer of I Think We're Alone Now, Tiffany is 44 today. Maribel Verdú is 45 from Payne's Labyrinth. Television host Kelly Ripa is 45. Actress in Pearl Harbor, Catherine Kellner, is 45. Mr. Nobody, Natasha Little, is 46. Becoming Jane, Lucy Cohu, is 47. Country music singer Kelly Willis is 47. Hollow Man Joey Slotnick is 47. Country music singer Gillian Welch is 48. 48th birthday of Lou Temple from Unstoppable. 53rd birthday of Jeff Bennett from Enchanted. Indianapolis Colts head coach Chuck Pagano is 55. Back to the Future Part 2, Jeffrey Weissman, 57. Robbie Neville's 57 from C'est La Vie. They're saying C'est La Vie, excuse me. Soul singer Freddie Jackson's 59. The Sopranos, Lorraine Bracco, is 61. Isn't she Dr. Melfi? And wasn't she in Goodfellas? Robin Riker is 63 from Brothers. Singer, songwriter, bassist Sting is 64 today. Ian McNeice is 65. Genesis, Mike and the Mechanics guitarist Mike Rutherford is 65. Celebrity photographer Annie Leibovitz is 66. Fashion designer Donna Karan is 67. Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, Avery Brooks, 67. Street Legal, Corner Gas, Eric Peterson is 69. Singer, songwriter Don McLean is 70. Wonder what he sang. And movie critic Myra Breckenridge, Rex Reed, is 77. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntchamber.com, and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. And the big celebration is 100 Chamber Radio, 4 years old. We'll be right back. Michelle Heide will be in the investment update. Hang on. Good morning, 100chamber.com.
I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The father of the man suspected of carrying out a mass shooting at an Oregon community college says he's as shocked as anyone. Ian Mercer spoke briefly with reporters last night.
I can't answer any questions right now. I don't want to answer any questions right now. Obviously, it's been a devastating day.
Mercer's son, 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer, is suspected of shooting and killing 10 people and wounding at least 7 others at Umpqua Community College yesterday morning. The heavily armed man died in a shootout with police outside a classroom at the college in Roseburg, Oregon, about 3 hours south of Portland. The Pentagon says the U.S.-led coalition will keep up airstrikes with ISIS targets in Syria. Russia muddied the waters this week with its own airstrikes in Syria. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says U.S. commanders are doing all they can to communicate with Russia to avoid mid-air collisions. The Cleveland Cavaliers are making sports history as the first team to show practice live around the world on Facebook. This is USA Headline News.
It is 8:30. It's time for Unchamber Radio Weather. Flemington, we're at 52 degrees. It's a four-letter word, and it's rain. A 90% chance today. Winds calm right now. Cloudy with periods of rain, a high of 54. Winds north-northeast to 10 to 20 miles an hour, and chance of rain 90%. Half an inch of rain is expected. Occasionally, winds will gust over 40 miles an hour. Ditto for tonight, except the chance of rain is 80%, and the low is 45. Rain showers early on Saturday, increasing rain, winds, and cloudy skies later in the day with a high of 53, chance of rain 70%. Cloudy and a high of 63 on Sunday, so we finally break out of it. Partly cloudy on Monday, 68. Generally sunny on Tuesday, despite a few afternoon clouds, 71. And sunshine and some clouds mixed, 73 on Wednesday, the 7th. Temperatures in our area, 49 right now at the county complex, 51 north at High Bridge and Tewksbury, 49 at Phillipsburg, 50 in Frenchtown, 48 in New Hope, 49 in West Amwell, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather. Well, with all due respect, Joe, Michelle does get top billing on this, so...
Me, I'm just showing up for the muffin top and the coffee. So, Chris, congratulations.
Well, 1,000
thank you, man. Yes. Shows.
Yeah, how about that?
It's amazing how gray your beard has gotten over that time.
I haven't moved from this chair in 4 years. It's amazing.
Yeah, well,
so, yeah.
I wasn't going to comment on the square butt, but that's okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's an age thing.
Yes, I know. I understand. So, Michelle, welcome.
Yes.
We got you in the house.
I'm in the house, and this I'm not awesome. Here for the cake and the coffee, although I probably will have a little bit after this. But
all right, good, good. So we do the market update with you. I got to thank both of you. It's been a pleasure to have those conversations. When I do it on my own, it's okay. It's a little dry, but the interaction is awesome. So pleasure having it on, and Michelle and I have a great time chatting about the same old,
exactly.
Right? it's funny to talk about and see the parallels and the patterns that go on all the time.
Absolutely.
So what's going on today? Oh, she's got her notes and everything.
I've got my notes she's and prepared. Everything. I'm always prepared. Joe always does it right off the top of his head, but I'm a little note girl. But the big news everyone was waiting for this morning, so I won't keep anyone in suspense, is the joblists or the jobs numbers, and they were expecting 201,000 non-farm jobs were created, but however, we just found out that that came in at 142,000.
Oh, ouch.
So,
that's a miss.
Ouch, total miss. So that completely just turned the futures from being positive. Looks like they just fell about 100 points.
Made my morning, I'll tell you that, because you know, we're looking at clients right now with some cash positions, and you know, they're chomping at the bit to buy this sale. But we're like, be patient. It's not over
it's
yet.
It's not over yet, no.
It's not over yet, exactly.
And we just started October. Yep.
Absolutely.
But the fourth quarter, Chris, most people are expecting a rebound going into the end of the year. So it is something positive to look forward to, along with things like Christmas shopping and you know, carving out pumpkins and you know, having to deal with relatives that you really don't want to see. But
nice.
But no, based on this number, it looks like, you know, not that anyone was expecting that the Fed was going to raise rates when they meet at the end of this month. But I think that this definitely, you know, when they start the surveys going out again today, when do you think rates are going to rise? I think it'll continue to push that out a little bit further, at least. You know,
it's next year. I'm telling you right now. It's next year.
Yeah.
Well, Janet Yellen learned a great lesson from Mario Draghi. Looking at what the European Central Bank has been doing over in Europe for the last couple of years. I mean, it took forever for Draghi to actually implement their version of our quantitative easing program. He essentially talked the European markets into activities that eventually were implemented without actually passing policy or legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's exactly what our Fed has been doing vis-a-vis the expectation of higher interest rates. They keep talking about being data-driven. Well, the data that's driving them isn't all that good.
No.
But on the flip side, as we've talked about before, there's still this concern about low interest rates creating a cap on lending. And without loans going out to businesses or the general public, and it's not happening unless you have a stellar credit rating,
right,
you're not going to get the capital needed for expansion, which is what we need for job creation. Real jobs, not the part-time.
Well, I got an idea, Joe. Let the government give us loans. Oh, that's right. They're broke.
No, they're giving us entitlements, not loans. It's the taxpayer. It's we, the people, that provide the government with our money for them to redistribute to the non-producing areas.
Nah,
like
I got them started now.
Yada, yada, yada.
Exactly.
So, yes, you have.
It's like a lawnmower. I just pulled the cord and
off. Yes. You know, the government has been consuming the golden eggs one at a time, and they're finally to the goose feathers, and eventually they'll be getting to the rest of us.
Around Thanksgiving, it'll be a delicious
appropriate
meal. I'm going to shut his mic off. Go ahead, Michelle.
All right, so let's see. Yes, the futures definitely changed direction here. We currently have the Dow futures down about 129, S&P down 16, still hanging above that 1900 mark by a thread, and the NASDAQ futures are down about 37. And let's see, it looks like if we go over to Europe, which had been higher, so far they are continuing to stay a bit higher across the board.
Mm-hmm.
In overnight trading, we had the Asian markets mixed, although we had Japan household spending up quite a bit than what they were expecting. It was up 2.9% in August versus the expected 0.4%. And their unemployment rate is at 3.4%, and they were expecting 3.3%. So the Japanese market was up a little bit more, but overall, Asia-Pacific markets were relatively mixed. Let's see. The big news yesterday here in the U.S. Was the fact that Dunkin' Donuts was closing 100 stores. So stock dropped by about 12% yesterday as we are all sitting here drinking
Chris
our Dunkin'
and
Donuts
I walked in with our coffee. Dunkin' Donuts coffee. We're trying.
But no, not that wasn't the only news yesterday, but that was the big news for all the Dunkin' fans out there. But yeah, yesterday we pretty much closed mix ahead of the jobs report. IBM was the biggest the biggest laggard as far as the Dow goes yesterday, and we had utilities, telecom as well. And it looks like so far this morning on this bright and cheery, rainy, dreary Friday, the markets are now feeling it themselves.
Sure.
So,
yeah. Well, the other part of the jobs report, and I haven't seen the August revisions because they did expect an increase of somewhere around 70,000 from last month's report. But the thing that bothers me the most, Chris, is the labor participation rate. It actually plunged all the way down to 62.4% in September, which is very bad.
Yep.
So we're not even getting, the part-timers at this stage.
64%.
Yeah.
We're getting close. Two-thirds, one-third of our population is not in the markets right now, is not working.
Correct.
Right.
And there's all
right.
sorts of legitimate reasons for that. I guess we're all becoming old people or we're becoming infirmed. Well, judging from the large numbers of people who are still collecting Social Security disability, and if you've noticed, they've stopped talking about its impending doom. Because there are so many people who had run out of unemployment benefits who, because of lax standards in terms of qualifications and maintaining the benefit, we have so many people who moved directly from unemployment over to SSDI and devastated the system. And this is just probably going to put a nail in the coffin, so to speak, because we're not creating the jobs. And people aren't deciding to retire simply because they're flush with cash.
Can't afford.
Right.
They can't afford it.
Yeah.
So they're not working, and they're not working to the level that they want to work. And that kind of goes back to the U6 number as well. Still our U6 number, which is really total unemployment, not just the headline number. We're still well beyond where we should be at this point in our recovery from 2008.
Right.
So when you add that to the labor participation rate, and the continued weak wage numbers, I just don't understand how the Fed could say we need to raise rates other than to increase liquidity. That would be the only rationale that I could see that they would use to justify any increase in rates. And what people need to understand is even when we get that quarter point or whatever it happens to be bump, that doesn't mean that it's going to continue. We have been at record lows for some time now. The Fed will continue to be accommodative when it comes to money, the cost of money, for some time in the future, which will bode well for the equity markets.
Nice.
So don't get all crazed about the Fed raising rates.
No.
That may not be a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's what they say after they make their decision that will move the markets. And I think what they're going to say is, we're not going to be really aggressive going forward.
Well, then that's just, I don't know what they're doing then. I don't, what's the point?
Politics.
I don't get it. What was the guy, there was somebody who was talking out of school in California, San Francisco?
Williams.
What did Williams say? Anything?
Yeah, Williams yesterday said that he expected the first rate to take place before the end of this year.
Yeah, nice. I guess he didn't look at the numbers.
Didn't look at the numbers. And actually now it looks like the Fed funds futures are incorporating a March 2016.
But it is interesting.
So we'll be talking about this for a while.
How when Bernanke was talking about it a couple of years ago, it created a crash because of the prospects of higher interest rates. And for a long time, the market would respond positively to any weak economic number that would indicate that rates would be pushed back.
Right.
Now we've sort of flipped that around, mostly because of the liquidity issues.
Yeah.
That if we don't raise rates, the market's disappointed, because when you violate the market's expectations, bad things happen.
Yes, sir.
So now it's become an indication of the weakness in the economy, which is what affects earnings, which is what most stocks react to.
Gotcha. Exactly. All right, ma'am. Thank you. Right. Thanks a lot, folks. Enjoy your coffee and cake.
And congratulations.
Yes, congratulations again. Very exciting.
We're going to be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in a moment.